Reacting hours after the U.S. Supreme Court released its 6-3 ruling, California Governor Gavin Newsom acknowledged what he called the enormity of the moment.
Don't take this the wrong way. I'm sorry as well. I'm a little less sorry than I am pissed. A little less sorry than I am resolved and angry.
Newsom gathered with Attorney General Rob Bonta, the state's top legislative leaders, and the leaders of reproductive rights groups. He signed into law a measure by San Ramon Assemblymember Rebecca Bauer-Cahan, which is part of a hefty abortion rights package. Her bill protects those in California from civil liability for providing, aiding, or receiving abortion care. Newsom said that's important because of the large numbers of people expected to come to the state to seek an abortion that is no longer legal in their home states.
Folks in Texas right now can be civilly fined through a private right of action for aiding and abetting someone that may come to the state of California, as an example, to seek their reproductive rights and reproductive freedoms. We will in no way, shape, or form support, enable, investigate, resource any of those activities or energies. That's part of the piece of legislation I'll sign today, but it's also part of our legislative package that will be moving forward, providing true sanctuary.
Although abortion is already protected by California state law, State Senate Leader Tony Atkins has authored a ballot measure enshrining reproductive rights in the California Constitution. It has passed the state Senate and is expected to sail through the Assembly. A California constitutional amendment protecting abortion could be important if Republicans regain control of the House, the Senate, and the White House and pass a law criminalizing abortion nationwide. Atkins said, although she was expecting the Supreme Court decision, it made her stomach drop.
I frankly have been sick at my stomach all morning. But it also made me furious for millions of women and people nationwide who now will be living in a reality that does not include the right to control a critical medical decision about their own body. A decision that should only be between a patient and their healthcare provider. Let me be crystal clear. That right is protected here in California, and my colleagues and I are ensuring that the fundamental right to abortion and contraception will be protected by our state constitution.
Officials estimate more than 33 million people of reproductive age live in states where they will lose the right to an abortion. Newsom said California won't be able to help all of them, although the state is dedicating tens of millions of dollars more to expanding abortion services. Jody Hicks, the president of California Planned Parenthood affiliate, said she's grateful for what California is doing, but fears it won't be enough.
My nightmare scenario is that when people come here, they can't get the care because we haven't expanded enough, or that we don't see the influx of patients that we think we should see because they didn't have the resources to get here. And that's cruel, and it's nothing short of devastating. And my daughter came down the stairs this morning and just gave me a hug and said, "I'm sorry." And all I can do is look back at her and say, "I'm sorry. I'm so sorry." And I think that's where we stand today.
An analysis by the Guttmacher Institute in April identified 26 states that are certain or likely to ban abortion. 13 of them have so-called trigger laws, so they could take effect once the Supreme Court ruled. While California officials were focused on how the state will respond to the end of Roe v. Wade, they also have their eyes on what other rights the court may decide to roll back. California Secretary of State Shirley Weber, who is Black, like Justice Clarence Thomas, aimed her remarks at him and his originalist interpretation of the Constitution.
I want to remind Clarence Thomas, who swears so much about 1781, that in 1781, he and his wife would not be a couple. And so we have to be aware of the fact that they are picking and choosing what they want to change.
For Pacifica Radio KPFA, I'm Eileen Alfandari.